Von Georgien würde ich jetzt gerne einen Sprung in die Ukraine machen. Dort gibt es eine besondere Universität in Odessa, und über deren Rolle in der interuniversitären Gemeinschaft im Schwarzmeerraum berichtet jetzt Sergej Skorokot. Er ist der Prorektor für internationale Kooperation an dieser Universität. Ich darf Sie bitten, Herr.
First of all, I would like to express my cordial gratitude for kind invitation, for care for us to organize this conference. My second declaration that I am represent the second largest city of the Black Sea. The first one is Istanbul, you know, the second one is Odessa. I will not show where is the Odessa, it's not important. Few, very, very briefly, few words about our university. Wait a few seconds. Oh, okay. I see here. I see here. Okay. Our university was founded in 1965, like a Novorossiya Imperial University. It became the seventh imperial university in the Russian Empire from 11 that were created during all the years of the Russian Empire. Please don't worry, there are universities that were founded before Russian Empire. University of Vilnius, Jagiellonian University of Poland. So I speak only from university that was organized by the Russian Empire. In the years of the Soviet Union, our name was changed. We became the Odessa State University. In 1949, we were named after Ilya Mechnikov. Ilya Mechnikov, 12 years, was the professor of our university, and then in the beginning of the 20th century became the Nobel laureate in medicine. This is very good for us. Unfortunately, that was single Nobel laureate from our university. Today, our official name, Odessa Mechnikov National University. You see, during the almost 150 years of existence of the university, many prominent personalities were our students, graduate students, or teacher. I only brief information. Vice President of Academy of Poland, academicians from different countries, United States, France, Serbia, Bulgaria, Prime Minister of Lithuania, Prime Minister of Russian Empire, Sergei Vitte, our mathematician, graduate students, and Hristo Botev, poet from Bulgaria. Briefly, there are natural sciences full complex, there are humanities minor full complex, there are economic sciences in the university, and languages, a lot of languages from Ukrainian Russian to Japanese, Chinese, so you see. Today, there are 1,200 teachers in the university, including 5 academicians, 140 doctors of science, and UC candidates, and about 13,000 students. I would like to express something because this is not a very high number. First, today in Ukraine, there is a demographical crisis. After the collapse of the USSR, the number of newborn children was very low. And today we have 2 times less graduates of school than 5 years ago. But the situation was changed, but we will feel it only in 11 or 12 years after. Knowing the second, you know that our system of education in Ukraine is not the best, but we are champions only in one position. Do you know how many universities are in Ukraine? I am sure no. After the collapse of the USSR was 320, and we say this is too much. Today, 840. This is the reason that each university is not large, because too much the university. Most of them, majority of them are private university, but there are a lot of state university too. With the students from 41 countries, you see the set of the countries, you may find everything. Europe, America, Asia, Africa, except Antarctica. Multinational cooperation. In the last year of the USSR was the practice that international organization invited our university to be the member, because in the time of the USSR it was prohibited to apply for the membership. That was prerogative of the government. And our university was invited to many organizations, European Association, together with the Polytechnic of Kiev. You see all the full list, and even Black Sea University Network. We participate in many different multinational projects. In most of them, main participants are from the region of the Black Sea. There are many projects for ecology of Black Sea. Usually participate six coastal countries. I mean Bulgaria, Romania, Ukraine, Russia, Russian Federation, Georgia, Turkey, plus interested countries of the Europe. There are many projects like this year. Only this year we won three Tempus, two Erasmus Mundus additionally, because we had Tempus and Erasmus Mundus before that too. Only now we start new project. I was 1 month ago in Istanbul. The goal of the project to be a watchdog to observe the global changes in the Black Sea. I mean ecological, weather, so. It's a very interesting project financed by the European Union. And bilateral cooperation. More than 170 agreements with different countries of the world, mainly with the Europe, and mainly with our partners from the region of the Black Sea and close Europe. In this connection, I would like to tell something. Last years, we have big problem. Today, we spoke about the conflicts in the territory of Black Sea region. For us, for Odessa, the closest conflict is conflict in Transnistria. From Odessa to the border of Transnistria, only 40 kilometers, and to the Chisinau, 150. We know very well director of University of Tiraspol, Professor Biril, at least 20 years. We know very well director of Chisinau University, Professor Chuban, at least 10 years. Both of them are specialists in physics. Once Council of Europe asked us to organize the meeting of professors of the universities of Moldova and Transnistria. That was 2 years ago. That was very interesting, and we decided that we will involve the Transnistria to the European projects. Now we know that this is impossible. Our last attempt was this year in February. I proposed to include the University of Tiraspol to the Erasmus Mundus project. In this project, partner was at Chisinau. We understand each other. Chisinau supported our initiative, but in last minutes, University of Tiraspol say, no, this is impossible, only 1 week for the different documents. We proposed our help. They need only 2 documents, partnership agreement and brief description of the university. I told to the vice rector, my colleagues, I send you immediately by email our documents. Please change Odessa National University to Tiraspol University. This is not very good, but this possible way. And finally, we understood that the problem is political. University of Tiraspol cannot participate in the Erasmus Mundus program as an other project of Europe, because they should mention that they are University of Moldova. They do not recognize Moldova, and other parts of the world does not recognize the Transnistria Republic. So I think it may be very good to find something to invite representatives of Transnistria, not from country, not from university, personally, for instance, seminar of teachers, for instance, of Russian language, seminar of specialists in the field of mathematics, special seminar in that may be very good, because they are in isolation. The diploma that delivered at University of Tiraspol is not recognized nowhere. essential part of young people from this republic come to my university and study in my university because, or go to Russia, but Russia is not such close like Odessa. So I think this is very good place to think at Kishin, to think a little, because this conflict exists more than 20 years. And I am not sure that in the next year it will be solved. Thank you for attention.
Dankeschön. Nicht das Problem soll jetzt übrig bleiben, sondern vor allem der beeindruckende Einblick in die wunderbare Universität und in die vielfältigen Zusammenarbeitsformen, Kooperationen mit so vielen anderen Bereichen. Danke für diesen Einblick, den Sie uns gegeben haben.